Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. We're the live call-in radio broadcast where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from the Libertarian Institute saying the feds are coming for the libertarians. And, of course, we've experienced that ourselves here at Free Talk Live with one of the founders and one of our regular hosts who have not been released from prison yet for something about Bitcoin. You can go find the indictment on your magic rectangle in your pocket if you'd like. Just type in indictment and Ian Freeman, and I suggest you go and read it because it says a whole bunch of stuff. None of it sounds like there was any party harmed or any damage to any property. Peaceful interactions.
Well, and this and peaceful is exactly the problem that they have with this stuff, because the article mentions how back in the 60s they did all of these things against the left and the anti-war movement, and the anti-war part is the important part of this. Like, if you want to see the single current that always underlines everything that they're doing, it's always targeting the anti-war people.
Oh yeah. In the coming months and years, this article continues, many libertarians could be indicted not for violent acts against the government, but for unwise or reckless words uttered in proximity to government informants. If you don't know someone like the back of your hand, then you better be damn careful what you say around them. And even if you know a person well, that doesn't oblige you to join them in a leap off a legal cliff. Simply because someone spouts anti-government zeal doesn't make them more trustworthy than a congressman. Claire Wolfe, the author of 101 Things to Do Until the Revolution, wrote an excellent guide to recognizing government informants, which she made available for free online. And you can just type that into your favorite search engine. Again, Claire Wolfe, the author of 101 Things to Do Until the Revolution. Simple prudence can suffice to avoid many tripwires. If some new acquaintance wants to provide you a pipe bomb to help make a statement, he probably isn't a real friend.
And even if he is, that's irrelevant. Don't do it.
Right, yeah. There was a saying among anti-war activists in the 60s and 70s that the person who most fervently advocates violence is likely the undercover government agent.
It's as true today as it was then.
Activists should also recognize the likelihood that they could be surveilled online or in person. Parler was supposed to be a secure alternative to other online venues, but millions of its messages were leaked earlier this year.
Yeah, if you're not using encryption, then it's not between you and that person. And even if you are, it's only as secure as their phone is. If they leave their phone unlocked, you could be on Signal all day long, and anybody can just pick up the phone and look at it.
Yep. The answer here is not to shut up and sure as hell not to cease fighting for your rights and liberties. Friends of Freedom need to continue valiantly and peacefully championing their ideas. At some point, more Americans will finally realize the folly of permitting politicians and government agents to capture vast, unchecked power over everyone else. Well, even checked power, I don't think they should have. In the meantime, though, prudent libertarians will avoid writing anything in an email that they don't want to hear read out loud in federal court.
And I think it's worth pointing out, like, if you are preparing for violence that may inevitably head your way, that's one thing. Like, those are the people that are actually human beings and not agents disguising themselves as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if, on the other hand, you start planning to start violence, well, number one, you are a bad guy. Number two, you are probably a federal agent.
I don't know that it's possible to start violence against the state because they've started it a while ago, but don't initiate a new particular conflict because we're not ready for that.
Definitely not. I mean, prepare to defend yourself against, well, whatever. I mean, it doesn't, the state, not the state, right? You know, ruckus neighbors, you know, whatever it is, right? There's threats all around at any given time. So, you know, preparing yourself to defend yourself is prudent in any situation. You should take personal responsibility to do that. Preparing yourself to go on the offensive is a whole different ball of wax and something that I'm certainly not preparing for. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, today, as I've been telling you, today, Sunday, April 25th, is the 15th annual Parental Alienation Awareness Day for those people that are affected. And the reason it was put into effect is because anybody who has not been affected by it doesn't really know what it is. That's why they're having a Parental Alienation Awareness Day every year. And in honor of that, or to mark that, there is a I saw a figure of like 17,000 parents directly affected by one person who's keeping track in a Facebook group.
Wow.
And they're having them tell their stories in different venues over this period of time, you know, the couple weeks before, a couple weeks after, to get the message out. So let me mark the day by giving you some anatomy of child trafficking. And all of this is in the court record in case anybody should call me a liar. But in a nutshell, what happened to me is I was, you know, obviously living in a relationship with children, and she decided to leave, and we were passing children back and forth without involving the court for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decided to go file a custody case in court, and then she used the temporary ex parte domestic order to tell me that I could no longer have my own children. I could only visit them at a certified visitation place where there's somebody watching you with your own children, even though you've spent years with them, parenting them.
Yep.
And so we're doing that. And then this agency that we chose, one of the not-for-profit agencies, community agency, just happened to be staffed by like six women and one male. And the male happened to be black, and he happened to be somewhat effeminate. And so, yes, I'm making an allegation there based on the demographic, and use that that place to first exchange, and then when my ex wouldn't even let me take my own children, since she's the one that held the ex parte order, because she's the one that paid the filing fee to get the ex parte order, she got to decide until a couple months later when we would finally be in court in front of a judge for the first time. She got to decide whether I exchange children with her or only got to visit my children at the exchange place, and that's what she was doing to me. And so in the course of the last visit that I had with my children, of the four or five that I had over a couple week period of time, a month period of time, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
the exchange place wrote a letter. First of all, they called the judge directly, talked to the judge on the phone, and then they sent a one-page letter to the judge. And what that letter said was various things to try to make me look crazy, you know. And your listeners, maybe they say, "Oh yeah, well, you definitely are based on how you talk." But anyway, the point is that they're not qualified to make any diagnosis, and so just because they make a phone call and they send a letter doesn't mean that what they say is so. And so we get into court, and the judge says, "Oh, I have six women and a black token that says that there's something wrong with you based on how you interacted with your children during the supervised visit. So you need to go to a psychologist and get your head examined." So not having a lawyer, not knowing any better, I go ahead and go and get that evaluation. And the psychologist makes a recommendation to the court that Mr. Olson needs to take this class and do this counseling and this, and then
make your point quick.
And visit his children again. Yeah?
Make your point quickly.
That is the point. I'll give you the rest of the story.
at a later date.
All right, we appreciate the call, David. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. More is on the way.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. the live call-in radio talk program, where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. I am your host tonight. They call me the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I'm going to go to a party. Are you guys going to go to this party? It's called ForkFest 2021.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my reservations for the campground just recently, as a matter of fact.
You guys coming up? Oh, wait, you're probably
going to
be...
I'm going to be in the hospital about then.
All right, well, we'll drink one for you.
Okay.
But you, listeners out there in radio land and internet land, can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Now, ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees, and you can find the unofficial Telegram chat and an unofficial forum. Again, links to those are all found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you at ForkFest 2021.
And this one promises to be quite a rager.
Yeah, I'm told that the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the week before ForkFest, has sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people do want to go to some sort of a camping festival, ForkFest has not yet sold out.
Yeah, I like to go to both of those.
Yes.
And they had, by the time I got there, they had already sold out for 3 days every single camping spot for during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, except for primitive camping. Tent sites, no electric, no water. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that decide to stick around for ForkFest this year.
That would be great. And I'm looking forward to it because, well, I had fun last year, and I plan to have some fun again this year.
Yeah, if you ever wondered what a peaceful society would actually look like, come experience it for yourself.
Yep. Voluntary people doing voluntary things, all voluntarily. It's a pretty interesting experience. We're going to shift gears a little bit with regards to our stories, but first, let's go to David. David, I forgot. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm out in San Francisco.
San Francisco,
yeah,
thank you. Yep, I recognize your voice. What's on your mind tonight, David?
Well, it's funny. I don't know if you all... do libertarians have a position on slavery?
We're against
yes.
it.
Yes.
Good, yeah.
We're against because, all forms of it.
Yeah, good. And so you're familiar with the old company store? And the involuntary servitude, where you got to work for a company that has company script, and so the value of their money changes so often that you can never break even.
I sold my soul to the company store.
Sure.
Yep.
So, yeah, now this infrastructure bill that's coming up, well, first of all, the Supreme Court the other day just decided to allow children to be put in prison for the rest of their lives.
Wow. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, because they had done the opposite maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. And, in fact, it was written by Kavanaugh, who was a drunk when he was a teenager. You know, and, in fact, I was friggin' a drunk by the time I was a teenager.
I think they should put anybody under... If you are mature enough to be held accountable for your actions to actually go to jail, then you are mature enough to be allowed to move out, sign contracts, buy property, get a full-time job, and I will die on this hill. If you want to lower the age of majority to 15, then you can arrest 15-year-olds for felonies and put them in jail. I mean, or misdemeanors either.
Right.
If not, then apparently they're children, and children don't go to jail, or they shouldn't.
Well, this was a ruling just the other day, 6-3, and everybody on Trump's team voted for this, that no matter, you know, it's like guaranteed, you're in for life. And so when you think about the way that slavery was introduced into America, it was involuntary servitude. In Australia, it was the same way. They were like prison camps, and they sent everybody to Australia to work off their sentence. Devil's Island was another one that France had.
Yeah, and with minors, you're talking about people who have no ability to walk away, so if there's a conflict they can't handle, they can't just leave. They have no ability to pick their own lawyer. It's illegal for them to work to hire an attorney for their defense. They have no ability to, I mean, it's, if their mom says you can't leave the house to go to court, or you can't leave the house to go talk to your attorney, legally, the court might be a different issue because there's a subpoena, but legally, they can't leave the house unless their parents say to even go talk to the attorney that they do have, who's starting their career as a court-appointed minor attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's horrible. You're getting on some interesting angles that are additional. Well, where
I was
going to go
that
with this,
deserve the most protection. They are the most vulnerable people.
Right. Yeah. Well, where I was going to go with this, you know, if you are born in Love Canal, or if you're born in Flint, Michigan, and you're born with bad water or such pollution that you're, you know, radioactive pollution, things like this, and so if you're smart, you have to buy, clean water at an extra high price. And that's where it gets into the company store. And so, you know, Donald Trump and George Bush and a whole pack of other crooked politicians for decades have tried to get rid of all regulations on polluters, that they got the right to poison their own land. They got the right to pollute their own land. They own the land free and clear, and they can do whatever they want on their own land.
Well, that is one of those cases where they broke your leg and they'll sell you the crutch, because what should be happening is that you should be allowed to sue people that cause you damage, and that ought to include environmental damage, but the courts of England decided against that, and then it got passed into our legal tradition that you can't sue for pollution, which is insane.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And especially when they invent new chemicals every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were introducing 20,000 new chemicals into the market every year. And the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA or EPA were unable to manage, to keep up with all of these new products that are coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the sewage departments of the world have got a deal now with all sorts of strange chemicals, and how do you consider stuff clean after, you know, if it's a chemical that's just been brought in, you know, by the shipload. But where I was going to go was this the company store trap. If you're born into pollution, and then you've got to pay extra to get clean water from the same company that polluted you. And so now it gets into a whole new layer of corporate control of us.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. Yeah. We appreciate it. 603-283.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Law enforcement in North Carolina joining the call for transparency after a deadly police shooting of a black man. Andrew Brown shot to death Wednesday in Elizabeth City. Pasquotank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten saying yesterday he'll ask a judge tomorrow to allow him to release body cam video of the shooting. In the meantime, he calls for calm.
We know people want answers. We know you're angry. We understand and respect that. but we're following a process that protects the investigation to ensure fairness for all.
The 42-year-old Brown reportedly shot in the back while fleeing deputies serving a warrant. President Biden facing a call to help the world's new COVID hotspot. India today reporting a world record of almost 350,000 new cases. The country also setting a new single-day record with almost 2,800 deaths. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, an Indian American, calling on Biden to release more COVID vaccine doses to India and other countries. This is USA Radio News.
A special election in Louisiana on Saturday determined who would replace a top White House aide in Congress. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports.
Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has won a special election to represent the state's second congressional district. Carter, the Democratic minority leader of the Louisiana State Senate, defeated fellow Democrat State Senator Karen Carter-Peterson 55% to 45% to serve the remainder of former Congressman Cedric Richmond's term. The seat representing most of New Orleans was vacated when Richmond stepped down in January to lead the White House's Office of Public Engagement.
It's a day off of the recount of nearly 2.1 million ballots in Maricopa County, Arizona. An audit of votes in the state's most populous county proceeded Saturday after the state's Democratic Party refused to pay a $1 million bond. 400 staffers are tabulating votes. The recount will resume Monday. The company commissioned by the Arizona Senate to conduct the audit estimated the recount will take 16 days. The Senate has rented Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix through May 14th. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Let's get back to the radio show on air. That's right, it is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
I don't quite have a Zeus.
Free Talk Live.
I don't quite have the Zeus for that one.
Free Talk out. Live. No, that's like Cookie Monster.
Free Talk
Cookie,
Live.
Cookie, cookie, cookie. At any rate, the telephone number here is 603. I don't mean to scare you guys with my demonic Cookie Monster voice.
Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
That's really difficult to do, by the way. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio. If you would like to join the conversation, we're going to talk about this article from the New York Times. Dozens of inmates at a prison in Iowa are recovering after receiving overdose amounts of the Pfizer vaccine. Speaking of statist oopsies.
Whoops!
I don't imagine that the best nurses go to work for the jails.
Well, I don't imagine that the best anything goes to work for the government.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, there's
not
a whole lot
best.
Of private health care options.
Okay, before we get too far into talking about this particular subject, I have to say thank you to Craig the Free Stater. He is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean to be an amplifier? Well, that means Craig has joined the AMP program, and you can find out about that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that's what an amplifier is. So Craig gives us $5 a month, and that money goes directly towards getting this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 200 radio stations, but we could be on more. We could be on 250. We could even be on 300 radio stations. It's all up to you. If you have partaken in Free Talk Live, if you've enjoyed the topics that we've talked about, the hosts, any of the subject matter, if you're a regular listener, please help us spread the message of freedom and consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, thank you to Craig the Free Stater. We appreciate your contribution. All right, so Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison, Iowa. Apparently dozens of inmates at an Iowa prison were sickened this week after the prison's nurses inadvertently administered overdoses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. An error medical experts fear could erode trust amongst a population already wary of vaccinations. Do you think that would erode trust, guys?
Well, let's see. You are executing inmates without, trial, so we're usually against that. Oh, and the whole, wait, the vaccine is killing people?
Yeah.
I don't know that most people care what happens to prisoners, so I don't know if this is going to hurt the vaccine that much.
That's a point I hadn't thought about. You're probably right. Most people don't care. Oh, they're in prison. Whatever. The only thing they do care about is that NIMBY part. Not in my backyard. They don't want the prison in their, behind their house or in their neighborhood or whatever. They want it built elsewhere.
That's true. I mean, no one cares, and in frequent cases, they actively encourage the fact that it is absolutely the easiest place on earth to get raped. So, since they don't care about prisoners getting raped, they might not care about this either.
It's the most likely place to get raped, too.
Yeah.
At least 77 inmates at the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison received shots on Tuesday that contained... Okay, guys, don't look. How much... Oh, you already looked. Okay.
I looked.
It contained 6 times the recommended dosage.
I would have guessed 10. Or
six
I would have,
times.
Done
what,
the
did they just,
CC
like,
to milliliter.
Fill the shot up instead of looking at how much it was supposed to be in there?
I mean, it seems, I don't know how big a shot, like how many, milligrams of flu or whatever is contained within these things. I have no idea. But it seems like 6 times that amount or any amount would be noticeable by somebody.
6 times of anything is way too much. Like, if you ate 6 times... If you ate 6 sandwiches instead of one, if you ate 6 times as much water as you're supposed to
drink. If Free Talk Live was 6 times longer than it is now, 18 hours of programming, you would notice.
You would.
I would notice anyway if I had to sit here for 18 freaking hours. Wow. 6 times the recommended dosage, that's right. The Iowa Department of Corrections said that it had temporarily halted administration of the vaccine at the facility and that 2 nurses... had been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. I'm like, no, you fire them. Fire their asses.
Is there a question as to whether they're the nurses that gave these shots?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's true.
Well, no, I mean, well, also, so here's one of the issues that is very much clouded by the massive, quote-unquote pandemic. We are terrifyingly short of nurses in this country. And that is because of the governmental system.
Before the pandemic, too.
Oh, like, yeah.
There was already a shortage of nurses.
Oh, yeah. And this just covers up the fact that we are way short of those and getting shorter. And all of it is because of the government interference with our medical system.
Yeah. In fact, if you're out there and, you're considering a career, look into the nursing industry in some way, shape, or form, because the demand is high. I'm not an employment expert, but... the demand is high, and, if you really want a job badly, why, you should go where the demand is high. Just my opinion.
Or don't, because they tend to be quite miserable.
Yeah. Cord Overton, that's a person's name, by the way, Cord Overton, a prison spokesman, said that none of the inmates had been hospitalized. Well, sounds like they have a hospital in the prison, right? But that they were suffering from ailments consistent with people who had adverse reactions to the vaccine, including body aches and low-grade fever.
Wait, you mean if I inject 6 times the amount of something that I should, it might not go well?
Like, if I eat 6 times the daily amount of vitamin C, I might get sick. Like,
Right?
This is ridiculous.
If I drank six times the Jameson that I'm used to drinking, I might get six times as drunk.
I don't know how much you're used to drinking, but for some people that would kill them.
Although,
that's true.
Just for the record, with vitamin C, that's actually not true. You can very easily do 10 times and not notice. Huh. Just saying, in that particular case. But
well, it's water soluble, but that doesn't mean that it's you will always dispose of the excess no matter what.
That's true. I'm just saying, like, 1,000% of your daily value, of your daily recommended value.
And not according to the FDA, but like how much you should actually be taking.
This next sentence or so brings to mind a question, and that is that are inmates given the choice to get vaccinated?
No.
It depends on. I've actually heard because I'm in the unfortunate position to have a small anecdotal sample. It depends on what jail they're in.
Yeah.
And then it's a spectrum of voluntariness. It's like, hey, do you want this? Yes or no? Or, hey, you're going to get this? Or it's like, well, hey, do you want this? But if you don't.
So, then you get put in the hole.
So this goes on to say, while prison inmates in most states have begun to receive vaccinations, the hesitancy rate among both incarcerated people and prison guards is a concern for public health officials. In Pennsylvania, for example, as many as 75% of correctional staff and 45% of inmates have not yet been inoculated despite the availability of the vaccine. Public health experts fear that given the reluctance to get inoculated, outbreaks in correctional facilities might continue well after much of the rest of society has been vaccinated, creating islands of infection. Now,
wow,
talking,
shocker. We're going to lock these people in a confined space breathing on top of each other.
They've been talking about this since the beginning of the coronavirus, about prison, right? Like, they, like, let some people out of prisons because they didn't want the prisons to be too overpopulated when it got hit, right? But to my knowledge, this might be the largest COVID coronavirus-related thing that's happened in a prison. I'm not sure.
Good point.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. We've got more program coming up for you after this.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attack.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it's the final segment here at Free Talk Live. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts momentarily. You're probably not going to get on the air, but in the future, if you need the telephone number, it's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from the New York Times where apparently dozens of inmates at a prison in Iowa are recovering after receiving 6 times the amount of Pfizer vaccine than they were supposed to receive. So they were overdosed with vaccine while they're in prison. Jamie Meyer, an associate professor at the Yale School of Medicine, said dosing errors involving the Pfizer vaccine had been rare. She said that medical care at prisons presented particular problems because of inadequate staffing.
That doesn't make sense.
How so?
If you have a line of 100 people, you go through the line slower. You don't give the improper dose.
Oh, you know what? We've got way more of this vaccine than we got prisoners. Let's give them 6 times the recommended dose. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't you understand how imperative it is that they get this vaccine today?
When there's a single nurse practitioner who's meant to take care of thousands of patients, they often don't have the same levels of support you would elsewhere, Dr. Meyer said.
Do you need support to measure a shot? If so, you shouldn't be a nurse.
Or a bartender. We could talk a little bit more about this, but let's go to John, who's calling from California. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. What's on your mind?
Okay, so if you lose me, I'm going into a dead zone, but you're talking about people giving doses, and yeah, it happened out here in California where somebody got, there were like 30 people that got no dose. I don't even know how it works. I got a shot. I don't know if you have to mix it with water or what.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they had to recall 30 vaccinations where They actually didn't get a vaccine. So, you know, I was like, well, what the hell did they give them?
Yeah, what did they inject into you then?
What's that?
Well, yeah, then what did they inject into you then?
Right. I didn't. I wasn't one of them, I don't think. I got my shot, but this happened in the news sometime around that time.
Yeah.
The point I'm trying to get to is, with everybody, and I don't know what it is, but nobody wants to work right now. Nobody wants to go to work. You don't have anybody applying for jobs. I'm in two fields. I'm in two industries. We can't hire people. So you know what you're getting? You're getting people you wouldn't normally hire.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, I know McDonald's just got in trouble because they had a sign saying that nobody wants to work.
And yeah,
that's right.
Yep, there. We apologize, but we can't hire people because they don't seem to want to work.
How did they get in trouble? Like, is that illegal in wherever that
was? I think there was just some bad press about it or something.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, what do you expect when you give people
that
money
happened,
for nothing?
I mean, I would guess it's probably not malicious and intentional. I mean, how the hell are you going to get away from that? But at the same time, I know what I'm talking about when I say we can't hire people out here.
Yeah.
I've got... I'm literally missing hundreds of thousands of dollars a month right now just because I can't hire people. And every industry is in the same boat. We're all panicking. We don't know what to do. Prices are going up.
Yeah, it's a conundrum, too, because this situation was created, of course, by the extensions on unemployment, the bump in pay during the pandemic, quote-unquote, the stimulus checks, et cetera, and so on. And so people are comfortable now at home collecting their money and have zero incentive to go out and find work. Thanks for the call tonight, John. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I tell you what I would do if I had a business of my own right now. Close. Because they will do everything in their power. Like, this is the beginning. This is not getting better. They are going to keep doing everything in their power to destroy every business that they haven't handpicked because of their loyalty. Amazon's going to stay. Facebook is going to stay. But your shop, close and get stock at Amazon. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I would be torn if I owned a business. Like, I was considering opening a business we'll call it pre-COVID. I don't know what else to refer to it as, pre-government overreaction to this thing called COVID, which is a far more accurate statement. I was considering starting a business. And so I was sort of in that wonder stage, like, oh, I could do this, or I could do that, or I could do this, or I could, you know, I had just this, your mind's wide open, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do, so let me investigate a bunch of stuff, right? And so I started making lists of things that I thought might make some sense, and then this whole thing kicked in. And I was like, okay, well, I can't do this one because these things are closed and everybody's locked down. And I can't do this one because, well, these things are closed. And I can't do this one because, well, I'm not Amazon or Walmart or McDonald's or any of the, you know, the big businesses that were allowed, quote unquote,
essential,
to remain open. Yeah, essential. So, and then now, you know, and that was back when it was like only 2 weeks to flatten the curve, guys, you know, a year and more ago, year and a month, year and 2 months, whatever it's been. And so now that we're, you know, this far forward in the future, I just don't see any reason to start a business at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a very hostile environment for creating businesses.
Yeah.
And even the ones that exist, it's still a hostile environment for them. I mean, if you wanted to target businesses, to destroy every small and medium-sized business in America, I can't think of a better way to do it.
Well, they've certainly gone about doing it. I mean, it's done. Many, many businesses have closed and will remain closed. And even those that might remain open, like this caller who just called in, they're very reluctant to, you know, I would, you know, the business he's missing out on is just because he can't hire enough people. So where did all the workers go?
Well, I mean, two things. Number one, you are scaring the ever-loving bejesus out of all of them over something that has a less than 1% death rate, especially for people in working ages.
I mean, it's
number
also,
two, you are, you, sorry, go ahead.
It's also the case that if you can't find enough of employees, one of two things is true. There just aren't people on the planet who are qualified to do the job, and that's not usually the case. But there is a market price at which you could hire people to do what you want them to do, so...
But you can't afford it anymore.
Yeah, but so if there's...
Well, and that's the thing. So number one, people are scared.
Yep.
Number two, there are plenty of people who are being paid to stay home.
That's true.
So if you pay people to do nothing, you're going to get a lot more of people doing nothing.
I believe there's a term for that. Isn't it called socialism?
Yeah.
Is that the right term? Am I thinking the right term? Is that?
Well, socialism, they always talk about, is defined as government control over the means of production. And I always thought that they would take control and run it poorly.
Yeah.
I never thought before the lockdown that they would take control and just not run it.
And not run it at all. Just like, oh, whatever.
So that's still control of the means of production because they took control of it. I guess we can debate that. Yeah, I'd have to ask a socialist maybe.
I have control of my phone, which means I can turn it off. It also means I can do what I want with it, but I can turn it off. And they took control of the means of production and put them to a grinding halt. So, yeah, there is a price at which you can get enough people to do your job, but you can't afford it.
Right, because you can't afford to jack up your prices so high to afford to hire those employees to do the job, because whoever you're selling to is going to be like, pfft. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and up until October, if you have any excuse whatsoever that's related to COVID, you just get paid for unemployment to sit at home. So why on earth would people want to work instead of sit at home if they get paid the same?
Yeah.
So you are competing with the government on prices.
You're always doing that, though, because there's always government jobs that you could go to and sit there and do mostly nothing. You have to show up. But, and yes, that... excuse the market, but I don't know. A lot of people act like they are entitled to have other people's labor at a price that they feel like paying for it, and I feel like that's some of what's going on here.
Yeah.
Well, we are entitled to a market at which these corrections can be made, and that we are not getting because they are printing this into oblivion and paying people to do nothing.
Yeah, they've, what was it, $2.9 trillion, another $2 trillion. There's another thing up for like almost $3 trillion coming up.
Yeah, the inflation just means that the prices of most things will rise, and that includes labor.
Mm-hmm. Have they implemented like UBI in a way with all these people getting paid at home
Absolutely.
And doing nothing?
They're
trying to get as close to that as they can.
And to get people to call out for it.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're live 7 nights a week, Monday through Friday. Thanks and peace.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.